Support for KRVS is provided by Marché Sanssouci, downtown Lafayette's newest handmade market taking place every second Saturday of the month in conjunction with Art Walk in Parc Sanssouci. Marché Sanssouci will feature a dozen artists and craftspeople from across the state, starting as early as 2 p.m. and open until 8 p.m. every second Saturday during Art Walk. For information, the number is 337-266-7999. Support comes from the Louisiana Seafood Promotion and Marketing Board. Louisiana is the nation's second largest seafood supplier and produces 850 million pounds of seafood annually. Shrimp, crab, crawfish, oysters, finfish, and alligator all come fresh from Louisiana waters. More information on Louisiana's bounty of seafood for restaurants and homes can be found at louisianaseafood.com. That's louisianaseafood.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. Authorities in Haiti say they continue to work with international investigators as they search for more suspects in the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse. NPR's Jason Bobian reports more arrests are expected.
The Haitian National Police are working with the FBI, security officials in Colombia, and authorities in the Dominican Republic to piece together how President Moïse was killed. In addition to the more than two dozen people already in custody, prosecutors are seeking 11 other specific individuals. The head of security for the presidential palace, Dimitri Erard, is one of the Haitians now detained. Colombian authorities provided information that Erard had visited Bogota at least six times this year, raising suspicion that he may have been involved in recruiting the mercenaries arrested in the aftermath of the attack. Police say plane tickets and credit card information showed that several of the suspects were all in the Dominican Republic earlier this year at the same time. Jason Bobien, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.
Crews in a dozen states continue to battle wildfires. More than 70 large blazes are burning in 12 states, nearly all in the western U.S. Fire managers have moved to their highest level of national preparedness. The National Multi-Agency Coordinating Group says it went to level 5 as more fires broke out. Anna King with the Northwest News Network reports the wildfires are being fueled by hot, dry conditions.
Fawn Cork with the Washington Department of Natural Resources has taken to calling the baked brush, grasses, and trees napalm. Fires that start are explosive even without wind. Cork says dry fuels are partly to blame, like trees that are accumulating waxy compounds and other flammable chemicals to try to survive.
What we're seeing right now is activity and dryness akin to the end of August, which is typically as dry as it gets, and we still have, you know, six more weeks to go before hitting that point, so it's only going to get worse.
The forecast for Washington, Oregon, and Idaho calls for more dry weather with temperatures up in the 90s near Boise. Thunderstorms could roll in next week. For NPR News, I'm Anna King in Richland, Washington.
A police officer was killed and four others were wounded during a standoff in northwest Texas yesterday. Levelland Police Chief Albert Garcia says authorities received reports of a man walking around a neighborhood with what appeared to be a large gun.
The suspect opened the front door to the residence and began firing on the Levelland police officers. We did return fire, but it did not appear that we struck the suspect at that time.
The 22-year-old suspect was later taken into custody. Stocks are trading lower on Wall Street at this hour. The Dow was down 95 points. This is NPR News. Amnesty International says the Kremlin is criminalizing independent journalism in Russia after prosecutors labeled an investigative media outlet an undesirable organization. NPR's Lucy Yankim reports the Kremlin is targeting critical news sites and individual journalists ahead of parliamentary elections in September.
The investigative news site Proyekt, Russian for Project, is the first Russian media organization to be designated as undesirable, meaning its reporters could face criminal prosecution. Proyekt has published investigations into Russian President Vladimir Putin's private life and the unexplained riches of officials close to him. Russian prosecutors maintain the site poses a threat to Russia's constitutional order and security, and a number of its journalists have been branded foreign agents. The Kremlin says it has to protect Russia from foreign influence. The journalists at Proyekt promised to publish a new investigation next week. Lucian Kim, NPR News, Moscow.
At least 100 people are dead in western Germany after days of torrential rain and flash flooding. Officials say the search continues for hundreds of people who remain unaccounted for in one district. A number of homes and buildings have been destroyed or damaged. The German military has been working around the clock to help rescue people stranded on rooftops. Severe flooding is also being reported in nearby Belgium and the Netherlands. I'm Windsor Johnston, and you're listening to NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include iDrive with Remote PC, providing remote access to PCs, Macs, and servers from anywhere, assisting those working from home, and also enabling remote assistance for customers at remotepc.com.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 10 a.m., You are tuned into the Blues Box here on KRVS. Coming up at 1 o'clock, do stay tuned for Nick Spitzer and American Roots. And after Nick, stay tuned for Roger Cash at 3 p.m. with Freetown Radio. And we start off this hour with the Robert Cray Band. Robert Cray, one of the most important blues artists that contributed to the blues renaissance of the 1980s. He helped infuse blues with a lot of contemporary sensibilities, fine guitar player and really, really good arranger. And, of course, a fine vocalist. From his disc Cooking in Mobile that came out back in 2010, here's Robert Cray and his band doing a number called That's What Keeps Me Rockin'.
I was talking to my neighbor that lives next door. He mama, that's her pace as she went walking to the store. Hurry up, baby, come right back. You know she bought me a meal, 'cause I didn't want a snack. That's what keeps me rocking. That's what keeps me rocking, baby. That's what keeps me rocking. That's what keeps me keeping on. Well, you know she's got smooth long legs, curly red hair. When I look into her eyes, that you would never dare. See that sunlight shining through your dress. You know that I transform into one hell of a mess. That's what keeps me rocking. That's what keeps me rocking, baby. That's what keeps me rocking. That's what keeps me keeping on.
That's what keeps me rocking.
From March of 1960, that was Buddy Guy, one of his early Chess Records recordings. He had hit Chicago back in 57, and by this time he was with Chess Records. He started out with Cobra, and that also he had a fellow Louisianian little brother Montgomery on piano on that particular track. Before hearing Buddy Guy doing Broken Hearted Blues, we heard Robert Crave and his band doing That's What Keeps Me Rockin' from a 2010 release. The disc is called Cookin' in Mobile. Next year on KRVS, we're going to turn to a gentleman that helped Buddy Guy win Grammy Awards for his discs Living Proof and Born to Play Guitar. We're talking about drummer and composer, singer, producer Tom Hambridge. He also produced early on Susan Tedeschi's 1997 disc Just Won't Burn. The guy has been all over the map. From a disc called The NOLA Sessions, here's Tom Hambridge on vocals and drums and Alan Toussaint on piano doing a number called Blues Been Mighty Good to Me.
Say if he has them, a man must be depressed. Walk the streets at night, 'cause his life is such a mess. That low down empty feeling brings him to his knees. But I got news to tell you, the blues been mighty good.
They say a man with the blues is torn up inside from evil-hearted women who cheated and lied. The best thing to do is lose them like a bad memory. Well, I'll hang on to mine, 'cause the blues been good to me. Yeah, yeah. Let me hear what you got to say.
They never let me down. They're still hanging around just to keep me company, just like an old friend. The blues been mighty good to me.
Why, darling, don't be walking that job.
steps down to don't beat it little down no more. Bye-bye, pretty baby, a little baby, bye-bye. So long, bye-bye, so long, bye-bye, so long, bye-bye, so long, bye-bye, bye.
Little Professor Longhair, a number called Cutting Out. This is from a compilation disc featuring work from Fess and others, and the disc is called A Collector's Choice. Before hearing Professor Longhair, we heard Tom Hambridge with special guest Alan Toussaint from a disc called The NOLA Sessions, and Tom Hambridge is the featured artist, a fine producer, songwriter. This guy has been behind a ton of blues in the last, 25 years or so. We're going to turn next to another New Orleanian. We heard, not Tom Hambridge being a New Orleanian, but the late Alan Toussaint. We're going to turn next to Deacon John from a disc called Deacon John's Jump Blues. Here's Deacon John with a cover of Nobody Knows You When You're Down and Out.
Just a little philosophy. Once I lived the life of a millionaire, spending my money, honey, I didn't care. Was taking my friends out for a mighty good time. And oh, I drank that good gin, champagne and wine. But oh, just as soon as my money got low, I couldn't find no friends and I had no place to go. But if I ever get my hands on a dollar again, I'm gonna hold on till that eagle brings. 'Cause I found out that nobody wants you. Nobody wants you when they found out that you're down and out. When in your pocket, oh, there's not one penny. Oh, man, them good friends, I'm telling you that you haven't got any. But, just let you get up on your feet again. And here they all come telling you they're your long lost friends. But this I wanna tell you and about it, I have no doubt that nobody wants you. No, nobody needs you. No, 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 nobody wants you when you're down and out. And oh, I gotta say it for me this time. No, 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 nobody wants you. No, 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 nobody wants you when they found out you're down and out. But in your pocket, there's not one penny. Oh man, all them good friends you thought you hadn't got any. But just let you get up on your feet again. And here they all come telling you they're your long lost friends. But this I wanna tell you when I'm about it, I got no doubt that nobody wants you. No, nobody needs you. No, 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 nobody wants you when you're down and out.
It's the street, is the street, where all them characters from the first precinct meet in New Orleans. City of a million dreams, and you never know how nice it seems when you're way down south in New Orleans, and you be hugging and a kissing. That's what I've been missing. Hear all that good music, Lord, if you just listen. Yeah, New Orleans is true, and that's why I got these Basin Street blues. St. Louis Cemetery and me in New Orleans, land of a million dreams. You'll never beat them rice and beans way down south in New Orleans. Basin Street, that's the street. Yeah, where everybody sooner or later gonna meet New Orleans. Yes, it's true, I got those Basin Street blues. Ain't you glad you went with me on down that Mississippi? We took a boat to the land of dreams. Heaven on earth, they call it Basin. Now ain't you glad you went with me? Straight on down that Mississippi. We took a boat to the land of dreams. And heaven on earth, they called it Basin Street.
Late Dr. John here on KRVS from a disc called Going Back to New Orleans. This came out on Warner Brothers back in 1992. It's a really, really good disc for those that love Dr. John and also New Orleans music. He does a lot of great standards on this one. Didn't he Ramble, Millenburg Joys, and just a number of others. I thought I heard Buddy Bolden say. Interesting treatment of Basin Street Blues. He said he always loved the melody but hated the lyrics of that song, so he rewrote them for this particular recording and I guess for performances also. By the way, that was Pete Fountain doing that clarinet solo on this version. Before we heard Dr. John, we heard Deacon John from a disc called Deacon John's Jump Blues that came out in 2003. Deacon John doing a rendition of Nobody Knows You When You're Down and Out, a number first recorded by Bessie Smith back in May of 1929. We're going to turn next to Bessie, the Empress of the Blues, one of the greatest of women blues singers ever to record. Historically, that's definitely the case, and she put out a lot of wonderful, wonderful recordings and material. Here she is, recorded in September of 1927. Bessie Smith doing A Good Man Is Hard to Find.
been that man I ever seen. My happiness is less today. My heart is broke, that's why I say, not a good man is hard to find. You always get another kind. Yes, when you think that he's your past, you look and find him fooling round some old gal. Then you rage, you are crazy. You wanna see down in his grave. So if your man is nice, take my advice. Hug him in the morning, kiss him at night. Give him plenty of love and treat your good man right. For the good man nowadays sure is hard to find. So hard to find. We always get that rough old kind. Just when you think that he's your pal, you look and find him hanging round some old gal. Then you rave, child, you crave. You wanna see him dead, laying in. So if your man is nice, take my advice. Hug him in the morning, kiss him at night. Give him plenty smack, madam, treat your man right. All the good man nowadays sure is hard to find.
Whiskey in my hair. I'm a girl you can't excuse. I've got those blue top blues. Last night I was 5 feet tall, today I'm 8 feet ten. And every time I fall downstairs, I float right up again. When someone turned the lights on me, it like to drove me blind. I woke up in Bellevue, but I left my mind behind. I'm a gal who blew a fuse. I've got those blowtop blues.
Dinah Washington here on KRVS. Dinah Washington recorded back in March of 1945 with the Lionel Hampton Septet, Blowtop Blues. That lady had a string of R&B hits from the 1940s into the early 60s. Before we heard Dinah Washington, we heard Bessie Smith. We heard Bessie Smith do A Good Man Is Hard to Find. Again, that recording dating back to September of 1927. We're going to turn next year on KRVS to a number that Bessie Smith first recorded back in March of 1927. We're going to go, though, to very early 1970s and listen to David Bromberg give his version of this number. David Bromberg, really, really fine instrumentalist and also vocalist. He studied guitar back in the 1960s under the Reverend Gary Davis. He's a master of acoustic and electric guitar styles, also good on fiddle. Here he is, though, here on KRVS doing a treatment of Bessie Smith's. Well, Bessie didn't write it, but anyway, she first recorded it, Send Me to the Electric Chair.
So, Judge, Your Honor, my plea before you open up your car. I don't crave no sympathy for what I have to report. I caught up with a gambling jaw. I had warned her about once before. I pulled my knife and I went insane. The rest you already know. He said, Judge, good kind judge, send me to the electric chair. He said, Judge, hear me, Judge, I want to get out of here. I want to take a joint to the devil down below. I sliced up my sweet patootie. I gotta read just what I saw. So, Judge, hear me, Judge, and send me to the electric chair. Listen to me, Judge. Please now send me to the electric chair. He said, Judge, Your Honor, Mister, Sir, I love that girl so dear. I don't want no bondsman to go my bail, and I don't want to spend no 99 years stuck in your stinking jail. Judge, hear me, Judge, or send me to the electric chair.
Mr. Sirica, please send me to the electric chair. Our judge, now judge, Meister judge, bind me cause I don't care. First I cut her with my Barlow, and then I kind of kicked her in the side, and then I stood there laughing on her while she bubbled up in now. So judge, judge, help me judge, and send me to the electric chair.
Up my things, I'm gonna walk. You say a dollar goes from hand to hand, but before I see you go from woman to woman, I'd rather drink muddy water, sleep out in a hollow log. Yes, I would. I love you, baby, but you just won't be fair. I don't believe you know how to be on the square. Now go on and have your fun, and if but before I'll have another man that I cannot trust, I'd rather drink my water, sleep out in a hollow log. Yeah, do you feel so good right now, Daddy Harris? Yeah,
gotta be Aretha Franklin, recorded back in February of 1965. I'd rather drink muddy water. Before that, we hear David Bromberg with his rendition of a number that Bessie Smith first recorded back in 1927, Send Me to the Electric Chair, a sanguinary tale of love gone wrong. Bromberg's the only man I've heard record that tune. Of course, that was a live recording. It's been recorded by Bessie Smith, Sue Foley, Tracy Nelson, and a number of others. We're going to turn next to Memphis Minnie and her husband, Kansas Joe McCoy. Memphis Minnie, one of the really great women guitarists of some early rural blues recordings, and her musicianship certainly stands a test of time. Here she is with her husband, recorded in 1929, her recording debut. Actually, he does the vocals on this one, but a very, very well-known tune and much covered over the years, another Flood tune. Here's Memphis Minnie here on KRVS, along with, again, Joe McCoy, doing When the Levee Breaks.
Thank you. keeps on raining, love is going to break. If it keeps on raining, love is going to break. And the water gonna come and I have no place to stay. Well, all last night I sat on a lever and moaned. Well, all last night I sat on a lever and moaned. Thinking about my baby and my happy home. If it keeps on raining, love is going to break. If it keeps on raining, love is going to break. And all these people have no place to stay. Now look here, mama, what am I to do? Now look here, mama, what am I to do? I ain't got nobody to tell my troubles to. I works on the levee, mama, both night and day. I works on the levee, mama, both night and day. I ain't got nobody to keep the water away.
Hard for your money just to give it to some other one. And if you refuse, the answer will be from a raggedy's gun. When the gang is out to get you, they'll follow you everywhere. When the gang is out to get you, they'll follow you everywhere. You can even move to West Hell, doggone if they don't find you there.
Lonnie Johnson, originally from New Orleans, one of the great early jazz and blues guitarists. This guy really exposed a lot of people to some phenomenal guitar technique. He recorded this number, Racketeer's Blues, back in August of 1932. Lonnie Johnson. Lonnie preceded by Memphis Minnie and Kansas Joe McCoy, recorded in 1929, doing their famous When the Levee Breaks. We're going to turn next to another Memphis Minnie, Kansas Joe McCoy tune. It's interesting to note that Kansas Joe McCoy is nowhere near as famous as Memphis Minnie is, and some suggest that their marriage broke up in, 1934 or so, because he was maybe kind of jealous of how good she was and the attention she garnered. Here's Paul Rochelle and Annie Raines from their disc Moving to the Country with their rendition of the Kansas Joe and Memphis Minnie tune, My Washerwoman's Gone.
And fighting that's going around here. My baby's gone, left my clothes in the tub. Ain't got no washerwoman, ain't got nobody to rub. Well, I got up this morning, said my morning prayer, didn't have nobody speak on my behalf. Now my baby's gone, left my clothes in the tub. Ain't got no washerwoman, ain't got nobody to rub. When that old tub, baby, it's so deep and wide, keeping me rocking from side to side. Now my baby's gone, left my clothes in the tub. I ain't got no washerwoman, ain't got nobody to rub. Well, that a woman I got, she mighty clean, thing to kill me when she rubs so mean. Now my baby's gone, left my clothes in the tub. Ain't got no washing woman, ain't got nobody to rub.
Paul Rochelle and Annie Raines from a disc called Moving to the Country. That came out in 1999. Don't think Annie was on that track. I believe Paul probably overdubbed the second guitar, but it was meant to replicate the sound of the twin National Steel guitars that Memphis Minnie and Kansas Joe McCoy used in the original recording of that tune. They had some great interplay on guitar back then. You're listening to The Blues Box on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We're at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, and also online at krvs.org. We are member-supported public radio. We'd like to thank those of you out there who support us financially, keep us on the air with your annual contributions. If you're not a member and you enjoy what you hear, we hope that you'll become a member and go to our website, krvs.org. Hit the donate button.